Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Rashid Salam, your host and engineer for tonight, and welcome to the Science of Health and You. Our show is designed to create a understanding and an educational form for those of us who don't know our form and functionality, how our human body works, and how to achieve optimal health. The theme of tonight's show is one I picked out after thinking about some of the problems that we are faced with here in this country and the things that are going on when it comes to mental health, when it comes to how we eat and what we do. It's called, tonight's show is themed Soil, Your Soul and the Mind, and How We Are Destroying Our Future. I know they're saying a lot. So we just want you to focus in on the statements that are being made and understand that our mission today is we're focusing on the human living cell. Focusing on the living cell, what it is. What is the cell? We talked about it on numerous occasions. We talked about that everything in our body is made up of cells. We do understand that our body is made up of 75 to 100 trillion cells. And some people say more. Organ in your body, from your skin to every organ, is made up of cells. So it really must be important for us to focus in on that. And the subject matter that we're talking about is called cytometry, a very unique educational approach to understanding how the human body works. How can we cure and prevent mental illness? How can we cure and prevent issues in our lives such as diabetes, high blood pressure, kidney ailments, weight loss, for that matter. Those of us who have those issues on trying to lose weight, what do we need to do? What do we need to focus in on? What is that well-being that we need to achieve to have the emphasis placed on cell nutrition, blood sanitation, and regular cell maintenance? Our show is designed to create and generate those types of understandings and those type of educational approaches to who we are and what we are. And that's why we call it the science of health in you. So welcome to tonight's show. We are in the learning lab, and we always try to get here on time. And I appreciate those who are on the board already who got you to the classroom in time, because some of the things you may hear early on, you may not hear later on. So we want to understand the approaches that we have to take when we're talking about our human self. And you heard me say this before. When I say know thyself, I'm talking about knowing thyself. Get rid of that F. That F has nothing to do with who you are and what you are and the makeup of who you are. And so we want to make sure that we impress upon you tonight all the necessary resources and tools that you need to be a better person. I'm going to first read from a document. I think some of you may have heard me read from this document. It's from an article, United States Senate document 264. It's called The Modern Miracle Men. It was presented in 1936. This is a basic document from the government, the U.S. government, who had talked about what's wrong with our farming practices, what's wrong with our soil, the depletion of the soil and how it works and how important that is to the nutritional things that we take into our body. So I'm going to read a few excerpts that we bring on our instructor for the night. And those you don't know, we have instructor Abdul Shaheed from Atlanta, Georgia, who I bring on and host the show with me and provide you with those particular cytometry tools and resources and educational components that's necessary for us to repair our human body. So I'm going to make a few readings here. And before we get started, let me say a few staples. This is IWDM Radio, and we're here every Tuesday at 6 o'clock. We ask that you share this phone number with your friends, with your family members, with neighbors, people who are suffering from things that you are sitting here getting a great education about. And so the alarming thing that's taking place right now, we should know that in this United States of America, we're having some serious problems with our health, and no one is sharing with us the proper information. We keep getting this disinformation, this misinformation. We hear about all these viruses and all the things that are taking place, but nobody is addressing the human cell. No one is addressing what's really the cause of why we are suffering from these ills And so hopefully tonight and continuation of this program, you'll be able to get some wonderful information that could begin to change your life. So real quickly, I'm going to read from this particular article before we get started. It's United States Senate Document 264. You can pull it up on your Google anytime you want to. It's called Modern Miracle Men. And this particular article is being presented by this professor called Dr. Charles Northern. And what he's saying to the United States Congress about the impoverished soil in America, he says that all of today's deficiencies, all of today's diseases are stemming from depleted soil nutrition. And he makes one of the facts that the alarming fact is that foods, fruits, and vegetables and grains are now being raised on millions of acres of land that no longer contain enough of the certain minerals that starve our bodies. And this is something to think about. 1936, they're telling us about the soil. And I think I read to you guys last week on Dr. George Washington Carver presentation that he made to Congress years ago in 1935. He told the U.S. Congress at a workshop, at a seminar that he gave there, that if we continue putting the ingredients in the soil, if we continue putting pesticides in the soil, in 50 years, without utilizing and refocusing on the soil, we will be dying from diseases that we have never, ever heard of before. So from 1935 to 1985, statistically, just look on Google, look anywhere you want, and you'll find out that we have been suffering from things that we never had problems before when it comes to human consumption of food. So he also states that no man of today can eat enough fruits or vegetables to supply his system with the minerals that are required for perfect health because his stomach isn't big enough to hold them. And we are running at this particular point with big stomachs. And some of us can attest to that. A lot of people talk about, for men, you have these guts that you can't get rid of. And some of our women may have problems that they want to try to lose weight on and not really understanding what's causing these particular things. And most of it's caused by inflammation because our bodies cannot digest the genetically altered seeds that they are now making our food out of today. So if the soil is depleted from the minerals to grow proper grains and fruits and vegetables, guess what? What are you eating? So he further states that we sicken ourselves, we're suffering, and we shorten our lives by not eating the proper foods because the minerals are vital to human metabolism and health, and that no plant or animal can appropriate itself to any mineral which is not present in the soil and the grass that it eats. So we're suffering from food deficiencies and soil deficiencies. And one of the things that caught my attention in this particular article is that lacking minerals, the system can make some use of minerals, but lacking minerals, vitamins are useless if you don't have enough vitamins or minerals in proper combination. And the thing that really got me when they said we punish our kids, we destroy our kids with all these statements about ADHD and all these statements about what's wrong with the child, why they can't sit still, why they can't act right, and not knowing that the most dominant nerve controller in the body is a proper calcium and cell formation of the living things that regulate nerve action. So here we are giving our children pills because someone labels them ADHD. Here we are giving people pills and to function as a human being without ever diagnosing what's wrong with that particular child. And that's where we are today. We must rebuild our soul. We also must be able to understand that it's very difficult to understand what we're taking into our body without understanding what our body requires. What do your cells really need? So these are some of the issues that we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about sick soil, sick plants, sick animal produces sick people. What did I just say? Sick souls produces sick plants. If the animals eat the plants, you're going to have sick people. And whatever you contract from that sick animal or that sick vegetable or fruit or vegetable that we eat is going to affect you. It's going to affect your nerve functions, your nerve stability, your nerve cell building possibilities. So I'm not a doctor, but I do know one thing. It makes a lot of sense to me. And so all I'm saying to you today and why we have this lab is to provide you with those healthy information that makes us healthy people, that drives us to what we refer to as optimal health. So I hope you guys understand what I'm saying to you today, because basically the theme of soil, your soul, and your mind, and how we can basically destroy our future by not taking care of our children, not taking care of ourselves, and that is the subject matter for today. So thank you for listening to my brief introduction, and we're going to start the show tonight and bring on our instructor Bilal to begin the process of taking that theme and breaking it down to the point where we truly understand how it works on our bodies and truly understand that we must, under no circumstances, let anything interfere with our ability to reason, our ability to proceed, and not nothing interfere with you, all because you heard what Dr. Frankenstein said, because you heard what that doctor said. Nobody has ever told us what you're going to hear tonight. And that's the beauty of this presentation. The beauty of what we try to do is provide you with those tools, that information, those key components on understanding self, the science of health and you. So with that, I'm going to bring on my host for the night, Dr. I want to call him doctor. So nobody can tell us who to call doctor, I don't think. You know, if we want to give him an honorary degree from us, then we should be able to do that, because I don't think there's anybody in this country in the medical profession is qualified to tell us anything, because they can't tell us how to even cure a stomachache. So basically, all I'm saying to you tonight is that we must seek out knowledge from every place we can, be able to dissect it, analyze, and put it into package so we can understand how it works for us. So with that, Dr. Abdul Shaheed, how are you this morning? This afternoon, excuse me.
Assalamu alaikum. We're doing fine. Excellent. Peace be unto the audience. And we are so glad to be here with you all. Brother Rashid, you've given an excellent opening for our discussion, for our family discussion. We're just having a family discussion. This is how we want to look at it. You know, family talk. You know, you've given us excellent open, and I love the theme for the lesson for today, for tonight, the soul, and the mind, and how we are destroying our future. And you put that together, that's excellent. And we're going to our talk will be centered around that theme. But first of all, I'd just like to introduce myself as a certified cytometry health coach. And I'm also, my wife and I, we're in the doctoral program at the American School of Cytometry. We now have a school that can teach us about health. And the name of that school is the American School of Cytometry. We have been taking our health for granted, brother and sister, for too many years, for too long. So our health is getting worse and worse and worse. Our health now is worse than those people 100 years ago. They did not have cancer and all the many other diseases that we can't even pronounce. They didn't have those diseases. Many of them never went to the doctor, and they never took drugs. Isn't that amazing? And they lived to be 100 years old. They lived to be hundreds of years old. Both my grandfather and grandmother lived to be 103. And they grew their own food. They didn't even go to the supermarket. It's just so funny today. We have all these modern conveniences. We have everything at our fingertips. We have the mass communication, the information. We have everything. But we don't even understand how our body works. The soul, the mind, how they are connected. How are they connected? This is absolutely amazing. How are they connected? Brother Rashid.
Yes, sir.
We are the product of atomic collision. That's the atom. The Almighty Source Creator created the atoms, and the atoms created everything we see in the universe, including human beings. Everything. And just to give somebody a little hint, This is a hint to the wise. The Almighty is not here watching over us. See what we're trying to do to each other. He put system in place to check us. These systems are the universal laws. There's six of them. Maybe get a chance to mention them again tonight. The laws of physics, including classical physics, quantum physics, nuclear physics, atomic physics. And also we have the rules to health, the health rules. And whenever we violate these laws, these rules, these systems, our body will give us symptoms to warn us. They will give us sign and symptoms to warn us. If we keep veering off the paradigm of normalcy, we don't make the correction, we don't correct our mistakes, and we don't get back in line with normalcy, our own body will activate a disease that most of us already carry in our genes. See the connection? We already have the disease already in our genes because our ancestors did not cure their disease. They passed them on to me and you. So hopefully at some day we'll come up with a better solution to cure them. That day is here, brother and sister. That day is here. Believe it or not, the day for allowing people to treat symptoms while we die with our disease, passing on disease gene to the coming generations, is over. That day is over. The day is over for chaotic eating if you want to be healthy. What I mean by chaotic eating? That means eating for your taste, eating for your religion, eating for your race, eating for your culture, eating because my Aunt Sally made it. Now I have to eat it, whether it's good or not. Eat it because it looked good, tastes good, smell good, because it's sweet. Because I'm having a bad day, I deserve to eat something good. That's chaotic eating. We eat, number one, to nourish ourselves. So you mentioned the soil, Brother Rashid.
Yes, sir.
We came from the earth, right? We came from the soil. What is soil? The elements and molecules produce the soil. All of the various elements produce the soil that produced our DNA. First, it produced the amino acid that make up our DNA. It came right out of the soil. It came right out of the soil. That's why we from earth to earth, ashes to ashes, you have to go back to the soil. Go back to the earth because that's what we are. We're animated earth because those amino acids came out of the earth that made us, that put together our DNA, deoxyribonucleic acid, and also our RNA, ribonucleic acid. But it all started with atomic collision. The atoms transferred into gene, DNA, and RNA that produce our blood, our flesh, our bones, our membrane, our cells, all of our organs, our nervous system, our brain, and our mind, all of those things. It starts with the atom, the perfect model of the creation. So what is a human being that came out of the earth? And he has two components, Brother Rashid. This human being has two components. What do
yes,
we mean
sir.
By that? That means he has a soul and a mind, a spirit, energy that you cannot see. You cannot see it. And that's the one that's the most powerful of the person, the personality. That's the one that produced the personality of each one of us. That you cannot see. You can see my skin, my color, my hair. I'm flesh and blood and bones and all that, but that's not me. That is what you see. That is the physical reality that I live within, that houses us. And this is the body that we have to learn to take care of, because if we take care of it, it will take care of us. It's made up of 75 to 100 trillion cells. That body you can see, but our soul and our mind you cannot see. Even though we all came out of the earth, the soil. That's where the amino acid came together and put together the DNA that made us from atoms. So we are governed by the laws of physics, the universal laws, and no one can change these things. They are in stone. They're not going to change for you or for me. That's why we have to learn what health is all about and stay in line with the parameter, the rules of health, the laws of physics, and the universal law, because there's a price to pay when we violate them. There's a price to pay. When our body gives us a symptom, if we don't get back in line, because that's a warning, and it warns us many years ahead before the disease even occurs. But since no one taught us these things, then we have the disease. Then we get the disease. No one have taught us what to do to reverse it. So our disease become chronic and more chronic, and it become acute where our life is at stake. All because we violated the rules, the laws of physics, and the universal laws. We violated them, and there's a price to pay. And ignorant of the law, Brother Rashid, is no excuse, would not be accepted just because you didn't know. Because if you're a human being born with intellect and with a brain, we're supposed to figure things out. But no one told us that our intellect is our defense mechanism for a human being. That's our defense mechanism, and we don't use it. Our mind is our defense mechanism. We abuse the mind. So the spirit, the soul, the mind is the invisible part of the person. And is regulated by physics, quantum physics. That's regulated the unseen world, world we cannot see with our physical eyes. That same world is the world of the microbes. The microbes that feed on us. The virus is a microbe. It's a living, breathing organism that we cannot see with our eyes. But there's a whole world of them. There are viruses, bacteria, fungus, mold, yeast, worms you can see and worms you cannot see. And all of them are in our body because these things are everywhere. We're in their territory. We live in their territory because they were here before us. And they probably be here long after we're gone, Brother Rashid.
Yes, sir.
So we have to live with them in balance. And when our body is out of balance, we become food for the microbe. Why? Because they are the enforcers to the health rules. These are the enforcer, or the police officer, so to speak. They enforce the law. Believe it or not, brothers and sisters, our symptom and our disease is not meant to kill the person, not meant to kill us. They're meant for us to stop making mistakes and stop making the same mistakes of those people before us and to correct our mistakes and make progress to move forward, which means we should be curing our diseases rather than allow someone to treat our symptoms. The symptom is not the disease. It is the indication that our body is out of balance and out of tune with the creation. And everything is working against us. Negative energy is abound in our body because things are out of balance. So a human being is a priceless matrix preserved by salt and acid, fueled by different energy, and managed by hormone, enzyme, neurotransmitters, and neurons. That's what make our body operate. We give our body the food, the nutrients that come out of the soil. And Brother Rashid mentioned we have used up and abused the soil. Man has managed to abuse everything. Everything is polluted on planet Earth now because of man, not because of the creatures that's here, not because of the microbes that exist here that make life breathable and livable and make conditions favorable for us to exist here. Man, who's supposed to be taking care of everything in the creation? He's made a mess of things. The air is polluted that we have to breathe. The water is polluted, have toxins and poisons that we have to drink to sustain ourselves. The food we get out of the soil is polluted. The soil itself is polluted. And that's where we came out of. Our DNA came right out of the soil. Now it's polluted. What are we going to do? Now we have to use science, brother and sister, to correct our problems, to correct our mistakes, so we can do better, cure our diseases. Every disease is curable. It doesn't make any difference what they call it, what medical science call it. It doesn't make any difference. But we know that all diseases are curable. It's up to the person that has it. So the human being has two components, one that you can see and one that you cannot see. Under the skin, nothing is standing still. That is the second component. Nothing is standing still under our skin. Everything is moving. Hundreds of things are taking place at the same time with speed. And when things start to slow down or stop, that's when the microbes come out to investigate. They want to know why. There'll be the time that you get an infection. There'll be the time you get growth factor. Then inflammation sets in. And you have to figure out what's causing it, what mistake did you make, and reverse it quickly. This is where knowledge comes in, to reverse our mistake. We're going to make mistakes. We're a human being. But if you have the knowledge to reverse it, to correct it, then you won't be punished severely. You'll be able to move forward and make progress. So everything is moving fast under our skin. That makes a human being a dynamic medium. We're not a rock. We're not a stone. We are a dynamic medium, always changing from one moment to the next. You check our blood pressure. It's always changing, not never the same. Check it now. 5 minutes later, it'll be different. We're always changing. That's an indication. We're always changing under our skin. Because we are dynamic medium, nothing is constant more than change. A human being is also an energy-dependent biological existence. Energy. What subject study energy? It is physics. Doctors do not study physics. They study the cadaver. They experiment on cadavers. You're not a cadaver. In a cadaver, everything is still. Nothing is being stimulated. There's no responses being done. But that's what they study, cadavers. There's no heat. There's no energy in it. It can't talk back. It's cold. It is the opposite of life itself. The soul, the spirit has transitioned. It has left the scene. And that body is ready to go back to the earth. But that's what they practice on. And then they come to you with what their findings are, with a cadaver, something that has passed on. There's no life there. It is void of life and energy. So how can you take that information and apply it to a human being? That's dynamic. That's vibrant. That has life, has a mind. The soul, and the mind. What is the mind? Where is it? It could be anywhere in the universe, wherever I want it to be, wherever you want your mind to be. You could be listening to me right now, and your mind could be about what's going on tomorrow. Your mind could be anywhere. How does that relate to the physical? The mind is the abstract part of our brain. Who produced the mind? It is our cell that produced the mind. Why did the cell produce the mind? So it can make the correct decision to go out and get the right food, so it can use that to, as raw material, to produce what it needs to produce to keep you alive and keep you healthy. That's why it created the mind. The mind is the abstract part of our brain. I can't see the mind, but I surely can see the brain. And when the brain is filled with neurofibrillary plaque and cannot produce neurons and neurotransmitters and neurochemicals, I know that person will be having mental issue and emotional issue. I already know. Their behavior will be impacted. I don't need to have a discussion with them. I already know this. Because they have violated the laws of physics too long. So now there's a price to pay. The animal instinct in them will come forward. And they will cease to be a human being. I said the human being is organized and fueled by neurotransmitter, neurons, hormones, and all these different things that our body, our cell produce. When they can't produce them, we cease to be a human anymore. The animal instinct will come forward. A child will pick up a gun and blow your brains out and have no remorse. That's the animal in us. Because nothing is controlling the physical. Because the mind is not connected with the brain. The mind is the abstract part of the brain. It's the part of our body, the component you cannot see. We can see our brain. If there's problem in our brain, we can't get our cells to divide fast. And it's got poison and toxins and chemicals from the food we ate and from the water we drank and from the beverage we drank. It will not produce healthy brain cells to take the place of old brain cells. And there'll be inflammatory debris abound in our brain. And we will cease to be a human being until all of the concretion, the poison, and the toxin has been ionized, hydrolyzed, or oxidized from the brain. If our brain is congested, it also means that the mind is congested. It will not be able to make good decisions. We'll keep making mistakes. We'll keep making the same mistakes over and over and over. Until we decongest our brain and nourish it properly with the right nutrients, the right raw material. This is what health is all about, brother and sister. This is what health is all about. So we're energy-dependent, biological organism. And the energy must be produced fast at the speed of light. If we have an energy deficit, which means we're using more energy than we're producing, it's just a matter of time we're going to run out of it. And that will be the day that we make our transition. It takes energy to open our eyes. It takes energy to close our eyes. It takes energy to breathe, to exhale and inhale. It takes energy to move your hands. It takes energy to have a bowel movement. It takes energy to urinate. It takes energy to do everything, to walk, to talk, to digest food. It takes energy to swallow. Without energy, you'll be able to do none of these things. We are an energy-dependent biological organism. And when you eat food, drink water, or beverages that deplete your energy level, that takes energy from you because there's poison and toxic in it, you're in a paradigm or abnormalcy, and you will activate a disease. If you don't stop doing that or correct your mistake, you will, your disease will become chronic. So I've been talking about almost 30 minutes, Brother Rashid.
Yes, sir.
There might be people with some doubt in what I'm saying, and they might want to question us.
Yes, sir. You know, when you mentioned we have to decongest our brain, you know, that's just an amazing thought process.
Step.
Most of us never even pay attention to that, and we don't really realize that our cartilages and our tendons and our muscles, we have people getting hip replacements and knee replacements, not even knowing why they got to that point and what to do to potentially maybe correct it before you take on such a severe, tragic incident. You know, individuals with heart failure, kidney failure, diabetes, high blood pressure, you know. So what you're sharing with us is how do we decongest our own systems? How do we rebuild the collagen that you talked about earlier in the program and muscles? So I want people to digest this for a minute. This is IWADM Radio for those who just came on. We're on with the Science of Health and You, talking about optimal health with instructor Abdul Shaheed out of Atlanta, Georgia. We do have one hand raised right now, and before we continue and go any deeper, we have somebody who's brave enough to come on the line and ask a question. And maybe he'll
ask
this
question. We're just having a family discussion.
Yes, sir. We just had the dinner table of mental digestion, and maybe we can get some answers and what we're trying to accomplish with ourselves. So we have on the line 706-289. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from.
I said, I'm calling from Columbus, Georgia, Brother Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
And
how are you?
A lot of times people call in because they have the permission by Almighty God Allah to give solutions to instead of questions. You know,
yes.
Now when we look at all the wonderful things that Allah has blessed Brother Shaheed to get in position to help as many people as he can rebalance himself.
Oh, are you still there?
You know.
Yes.
Yeah. So we need to know that, first of all, listen to this. Ain't it straight how the problem to getting put in a haram situation is how to get back to halal?
Absolutely.
Through the soil, the soul, and the mind.
Yes.
Okay, now ain't it straight how this number one problem and the number one two that Allah has showed us, because he mentioned it many times in the Quran, who will give me a beautiful loan, you know, who's spending the way of Allah. He reminds us that whatever tool is dominating the trade of what is real for what is false, that's what you got to get control over and purify it.
Absolutely.
Finance. We thank Allah that Brother Rashid is right there and being one of the co-hosts and sponsors. And with the gift that Allah has given him, it's going to take this money that we already have as believers in al-Islam for the benefit of going about this process of generating, generating wealth, generation wealth, so that we can start the process of purifying our children by getting back control of the land with our finances. This world loves money. So we need to get that money that we already been given by Almighty God Allah to purify money and buy some land.
Yes,
and
sir.
Then purify this soil so that this soil will produce halal vegetables, halal
Absolutely.
Feed for our animals, help us purify our animals. You know, by that. And then what we eat will start with the good education that Brother Shaheed is doing right now. We need to have one of you. And when I'm talking about you, not you the person, but we need to have educators in the Sister Clara Muhammad School already. Each one of them should have at least two teachers from your academy, using that terminology.
Exactly.
You know,
absolutely.
So that you have help to spread this message at the speed of light that you were just talking about. Because Shaitan's job is to keep us in a state of dark, even though we're making progress. But you know, like Allah tells us in the Quran, you can only move when the lightning strikes. And
exactly.
Then you stop. He is trying to steal our time from us. Because the longer
Absolutely.
He has time in this reality to get his respite, the more collateral damage that he has, and the more that he carried people to the hellfire while they're living, and then carry them to the hellfire after the judgment. So what we need
right.
to take what they call it, what they call it, though. They call it the root of all evil. Money, the root. Here, this is a plant bottom and a plant image, but it's based upon a material human value system that they set up in their mind. You know?
Absolutely.
But we, when we take those finances, when we find them finances, and get back control of the soil of this earth, who Allah put us in control of in the first place. Satan stole that.
Absolutely.
You know, because he knew if he could feed us what we need to work with this earthly body that Allah put us in, he can start the process of breaking down the universal order of every molecule, every... Adam, every neutron in our body, start breaking it down.
Absolutely.
You know,
that's what we have to do.
And keep us malnutrition, etc. So,
all right,
number one, get in close. And then what we need is people like you to follow more intently with the help of all of us to do what Allah say do. Unity is community. You, brothers and sisters, who are into the gift of Allah, bless you how to explain to the human, to the world, about soil and how it affects the soul and health and et cetera like that. Like Brother Nordine in North Carolina and the other, the sister who I know who teaches the same thing. It would be nice if y'all had a show up. And you, like-minded, that's the kind of like-minded people that we're talking about, but we don't realize what we're saying.
Yes.
Like-minded people mean the people, like in finance, they need to be trying to get behind with Brother Rashid, and Graceline or any institution. They all need to come together and pool our money, pool our knowledge of health, pool our knowledge of plasma, pool our knowledge and put it in motion for those who believe, because the ones who believe are the ones going to live it. You know,
worry,
but we'll become that model.
Yes, sir.
We'll become that model.
We appreciate you. We sure appreciate your statement.
Thank
you
for that. Good
problem
program.
At all. Because, yes, sir, we appreciate you and your spirit.
We appreciate
you
those comments,
table.
Yes.
And it's so important. It really is so important what he's saying. And we have to understand that until we solve this soil problem, our souls are going to be in a deficit. Our minds are going to be in a deficit. And we're going to create by making sure that the food that we're giving our children, and that's what I mean by destroying our future. Everyone want to talk about our children or our future. Well, if they're our future, what are we doing to make sure they have one? You know, and so this show and this information and the items and the concepts that we bring to the table is letting us begin to prepare ourselves. If we don't do this, we will not be here, period. And, you know, and this may be the scheme. Whatever the scheme is, we're going to have to be aware of we're in a war. There's always strategies that we have to put in place. And I consider this a strategy on being able to preserve our humanity, preserve our bodies so we can be able to share with our children that we reproduce and give them the tools they need to have a better generation where we can create geniuses. We can create those quality minds that we need to change this world and then compete in this world in a manner which we have. So, you know, you want to comment on what the brother was saying, Brother Abdul, before I go to the next call?
Oh, yeah, I just want to briefly say that he's absolutely correct. We have the power, the energy, and we have the mindset to correct our situation. We have Allah has blessed us with everything that we need. We have it already. We just got to put it all together. Yes, we have to become more responsible for growing our own food because food is very important. It is what nourishes the human being. And if there's no nutrient in the food, why are we eating it in the first place? Most of the food that we all are eating have no nutrient. It's nutrient-less food. That's the problem.
The water we're drinking has chemical in it. It's laced with heavy metal and man-made chemical. It has drugs in it because we're drinking the same water that goes down the toilet. They just send it through a treatment plant, but okay, if the treatment plant not functioning properly, it's malfunctioning, you're taking drugs that somebody flushed down the toilet or urinated down the toilet and whatever else that goes on. And then we have people who providing the food for us, all of the beverages for us. We have stopped doing things for ourselves. We don't have gardens and not enough. And we're not providing our own water. We don't have a spring that we can filter our own water. We don't know what kind of water to drink because all water is not the same, just like all food is not the same. So he's absolutely correct. We have become in charge of what we need to take care of our own needs. We can't look for anyone else. This is part of the sickness that we have. We are dependent when we're supposed to be independent, interrelated, integrated biological organisms. Where we come together with each other and give and produce what we need to produce for a community. That's community life. We can't ignore that. We can't continue to ignore ourselves and at the same time continue to ignore our community. There's a sign in both. So if we're going to be optimally healthy, we have to cure our disease, and then we'll stop making so many mistakes. The first thing is to nourish our brain and remove the poison and the toxic from it through ionization so we can begin to make better decisions. That's the first step that we all have to do because our mind has been taken over and our health been hijacked, and all of us are sick. We've been sick for generations. We went through a process of slavery and never got over it. We never got any treatment, never got any help. And our mind has been compromised. Our DNA has been hijacked and compromised. Our genes have been corrupted. All these things in symptometry are capable of being corrected. And this is what we have to be working on, correcting these things. Our genes, our DNA, our RNA, all these things must be corrected. They can be repaired, just like our cells can be repaired. Every part of our body can be rejuvenated, regenerated, because our cells divide. New cell replacing old cell. The weak should be replaced by the strong. And the abnormal must be replaced by abnormalcy. We can't allow abnormalcy be the rule of the day. It is Allah that created the normalcy. That is the fitra. That is the halal. And that's what we have to get back to. So the brother is absolutely correct.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, it ties right into that old saying, health and wealth. Well, in the word health and in the word wealth is the word heal. So we would never have wealth until we heal ourselves. You know, a lot
That's
of people
exactly
don't pay attention to that. So I just want to, here's a question here that came up. And those of you who call in and push one on your dial, on your phone to make sure that you get out the queue so I can make sure I know who is in. And who wants to ask a question? And once again, this is IWDM Radio, the science of health in you. We have with us today, I keep wanting to call you professor again, but we have on the instructor, Abdul Shaheed, who is from the School of Symptometry. He is an instructor or a professor with that school. He's now teaching
the class.
I'm getting ready to get into class. Those of you who want to get into class, it's time for you to get real. So one of the questions
Absolutely.
I have here is herbs, and I already know the answer to this myself. You know, a lot of people are vegans. A lot of us are vegetarians. How does herbs and the things that are given to us, a lot of, you know, I used to be a Dr. Sebi man myself a long time ago, and everybody talked about herbs healed and this healed and that healed. But I think you had mentioned something about combinations and combining and balance in those particular
Absolutely.
Things.
Absolutely. That's a law to combining things.
Yeah, so a lot of times, this stuff really works for me, make me feel better. But guess what? Long term, how is it going to make you feel? So we already know that prevention of diseases is easier and more practical than the economical cure that we don't want to deal with. We just don't want to accept the fact that you can cure these things. You don't have to, you know, and prevention is one of the areas that we're talking about. How do we prevent? those types of items. How do we get that proper balance of iron and all the things that we need in our bodies to function right? And that's a balance. And, you know, guess you could share with us a little bit about this balance of herbs and nutrition and all this therapy that people always want to talk about and how that applies to how we get ourselves together. So if you can share, this is the question.
Yes, sir.
I'm a vegetarian and I'm a, you know, vegan, and I use herbs, and it's doing a good job for me right now, and I feel good about it. But what you're raising is something that makes me kind of rethink what I'm doing as far as taking care of my health. That's the question.
Excellent question. And here's the thing, brother and sister. Cytometry is the most natural and scientific means to address the needs of human cells. This is what we are. We are cells, human cells, 75 to 100 trillion of them working together in unison. So when a person have a disease, they have been overcome by negative energy. In order to correct that disease, you have to come up with a process to produce 10 times the positive energy to overcome it. In the world of energy and force, the strongest force is going to win out. Has nothing to do with good and evil. Think about that. In the world of forces, the strongest force is going to win. This is why if you have a disease and you want to cure it, you have to be determined. You have to fight for your life. You're in the fight of your life. And you have to muster up 10 times the positive energy to overcome the negative energy that is making you sick. So where does this negative energy come from? Brother and sister, when it comes to the creation, negative energy was here first. And this is very important to understand. Negative energy existed first. Just like darkness came before light. These things we have to understand, this is how the creation was put together. So if you don't be determined and fight and figure out a way to produce positive energy, then the negative energy is already here to overcome you. If you don't put up a fight and struggle, well, the creator has said, life is toil and struggle. That's what he means. You have to overcome negative energy every single day. You just can't say, okay, I'm healthy, and then go off and take a walk in the park, because negative energy is going to sooner or later overcome you when you drop your guard. This is how people get the virus. They think they are healthy, and then they stop doing the things that make them healthy. They stop doing them. They take them for granted. So there's positive energy, and that's negative energy, always around. So we have nutrition. They talk to us about nutrition. They talk to us about the food pyramid. But here's the thing. Nutrition has an upside, and nutrition has a downside. Everything comes in pairs in the creation. Everything comes in pairs. So if someone just teach you about the upside of nutrition, you use this vitamin, use this mineral, you take this, you take that. What about the downside of that same vitamins and minerals that you're taking? There's a downside. There's a hidden side. There's an invisible side that you don't even know anything about, because no one has taken the time to teach you. So if you pigeonhole yourself as a vegan or vegetarian, you're making more mistakes. We don't have to pigeonhole ourselves as vegan or vegetarian to be healthy. There are good plants for us to eat. There are some plants that should be avoided. And when it comes to meat, because people don't want to eat meat, most people do not want to eat meat because they don't understand how to digest meat. Or they have an enzyme deficit already, so if you have an enzyme deficit, it's going to be very difficult for you to digest meat. But if you don't eat meat, there are certain minerals and amino acids that you would never have to produce enzyme to make you healthy. You would still have an enzyme deficit. And most of those vegetarians probably will have hypertension. They might even be diabetic. And it'd be very difficult for them to have iron-rich blood because plant food have non-hem iron. When we are animal, human, we need hem iron. That's a big difference. And plant food or plants itself, they are plant diseases. And here's some thing about plant most people do not understand. Every plant on planet Earth produces at least 3 poisons. And if you eat these plants raw, there's a price to pay with your health. All plants on planet Earth produce at least 3 poisons that the human being must be aware of. Because these poisons, we do not have enzymes that digest poison. Human beings do not. But plants are capable of intermingling poison with their nutrients. And plants produce their food in-house. Humans have to go outside of themselves to get food. That makes us vulnerable right off the bat. We are vulnerable. So now we must use science to select our food. Because there's no perfect food on planet Earth for a human being to consume, believe it or not. If you eat food, you're going to get sick sooner or later. If you don't eat food, you're going to die. Now, what are you to do? Use science to select the food. Choose the one that has the most nutrient and the least negative energy. This is what Scintometry has done. We use verifiable science to change the person's diet and change the person's lifestyle so that more food, drinking water, and beverages containing fewer healthy substances are consumed. That's what Scintometry has done for the human race. There's a food guide. If you follow it, you'll be eating the food on that food guide that has the least health disruptors to compromise your health and has the most nutrients that the cell will use as raw material, and it's the cell that produces everything that we need. No man know how to produce these things. We give ourselves the raw material. They will take the raw material. They're just like many factories and produce our brain and body and cell essentials. This is how it works. So I hope that answered the question. So we don't have to pigeonhole ourselves as vegan and vegetarian. We just have to be human beings that eat a variety of food. We have to eat plant food. We have to eat meats. We have to eat fish. We have to eat poultry. And all of these things, there's 5 food groups: starch, sugar, fats, and oil, and protein. Most of all, we are protein, so we have to eat more of what we are made of. How are we going to eat plants? We're not plants. How are we going to eat more plants than protein foods? Yeah, some plants have protein, but they also have a network of sugars, starches, that would make us sick. And many of those starches have what's called prolamins that's insoluble in water. They will float in our blood, blocking everything. There's 4 of them that you don't have a clue about them. These are the things that make us sick. They're slowing down our circulation, and they're blocking things. And the microbe is going to come out to investigate why this blood circulating so slow. Why the blood have stopped? There's no sensation in the person's toes and feet because there's no blood getting there. The cells are under suspended animation. If we don't do something about it, you'll be losing your toes and your feet and your leg. I'll stop there, Brother Rashid.
Okay. I mean, electrical energy. That's what I'm hearing. You know, it just brings us to several situations. I want to really get into the foods on our second hour and talk a little bit about that. You know, I chose this title today, you know, because
I'm experiencing all different types of problems and friends and relatives and mental conditions. And as I look out in society today and I see all this crazy stuff that's going on, we have to label what it is. It's crazy. It's mental illness. And so you talk about schizophrenia, you talk about neurosis, you talk about psychosis, you talk about personality disorders, hyperactivity, bipolar, autism, manic depression, you know, all these things that are taking place. You know, so how does a mind function with all of these things taking place in their bodies and not having the right energy levels to produce the foods that we need? I mean, the electrical energy that we need in our bodies, our neurons,
and the thermal
our enzymes.
That we need.
Yes, you know. So you mentioned earlier about congestion.
Yes.
You know,
inflammatory debris everywhere. We have to decongest the cells.
Yeah, I'm looking at my grandchildren. And for those of you on the line who have children or grandchildren or grandkids or great-grandchildren, for that matter, and they're walking around in your home or you affiliate with them in some shape, form, or fashion, and not to be able to take the time out to choose these or whenever you can or get on that website that we talked about, which we'll be giving out to you later on today. It's just amazing, unless something's wrong with us. And I'm not talking about anybody. But the ability to think and process information, the ability to have a desire and will to want to help my baby, my grandchildren, my neighbor, my friend. I got people calling me all the time, Brother Abdul. Hey, well, I got this. I know you was talking about this, talking about that. They're sick, man.
Yeah.
You share information with them. They don't even have the ability to process the information that I'm sharing with them for whatever reason it is, because Dr. Frankenstein didn't tell them. Or, let me just say it like it is. NASA didn't approve of it. NASA ain't the one who said it. You know, let's get real.
And who am I, to tell them what they need to be doing?
Yeah. What school did you go to? Did you find out what school he went to, what he learned? But they are questioned real solid information you cannot deny.
Verifiable scientific information that we're sharing.
Yes, you cannot deny this information. You know, if you don't like what's being said, I appreciate if you hang up. You know, we don't need no negative energy on the line, but we need positive thought processes. So if you don't believe this, or if you do believe this, you got to share this information with somebody else. You got to have a husband and wife on the phone, a relative, an auntie or uncle, a child. Right now, our responsibility is the children that God blessed us to have. If you're not sharing this information with your child, if your child is telling you what they don't want to eat and what they're going to eat, and you don't have anything to say about it, then shame on us. Shame on us. And this is what I meant by destroying our future. It's our responsibility to raise that child and give that child what they need. So let's do this. You know, those of you who went on the phone earlier, I read something from the federal government that talked about sick soil. Sick soil produces sick plants. Sick plants produces
sick
people. You know, so if you think you're healthy, really, if you really think you're healthy right now, eating somebody else's food that they don't even tell you. We just had a recall. What, 3 weeks ago we had a program on about the recall. We must have had like 60 people on the line. They were recalling juices. They were recalling meats. They're recalling food. If they told us about it, must be really bad.
Lettuce.
What didn't they tell us?
Even lettuce.
Lettuce and package this and package that. And, you know, and we still putting all those sugars in our bodies, you know. And you know, it just hurts me, man, you know. And forgive me, I'm passionate about this. Health, I'm passionate about. Why? Because I look at my grandchildren. I look at my daughters. I look at my son. I look at the children that they have. And my daughter's on the phone right now, and she will definitely bear witness to what I'm saying. I don't play this with my grandbaby. Don't you give – no, you better not. I bring her on the phone so she can learn. And we should all be doing the same thing. You know, call them on the telephone, put them on the three-way. Make them listen. Make them hear about their cell. How can you know yourself if you don't know your cell? So with that, we want to give everyone an opportunity to raise their hand again. If anybody have a question, and I know y'all probably saying, Rashid, you're all out of pocket right now talking about us like this. But the bottom line is, I love you. That's why I have the show on.
Absolutely.
And Abdul Shaheed would tell you, I said, man, we have to find a mythology and a way of sharing this information with the masses. We just have to do that. So we got a couple of hands that's been raised. Mental health, physical health, economic health is affected by the way we think. If you're not eating right, you're not thinking right. You can say what you want to say. If you're not eating right, you're not thinking right. So you have some issues going on in your life. And so pick up dial 1 on your phone. Just push the button. Just say, Assalamu alaikum. Hello. Akishua. Whatever. But don't sit here and be idle about something that's so important right now. So we have on the line, we have, I'd like to say it's something because people's hands are being raised right now. We have A10610. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. Sister Zafrita, how you doing?
Yes. Alhamdulillah, I'm doing good. And yourself, your sound
excellent.
Good. And I've been listening and I'm like, you know, I get excited.
Come on with it. Come on with it. We need some more excitement. We need some more excitement.
Settle down, the preacher, and learn how to utilize this information. Because to hear it and then get off the line and then go on with your life as though you didn't pick up anything to help you in your life, that's not helping you, and it's certainly not supporting, even if you're on the line. You know, so I just wanted to let you all know I really appreciate this information, Dr. Shaheed and Brother Rashid.
Well, you're so welcome. We're going to keep going as long as Allah allows us to.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate you. I love you. And I just appreciate you so for taking the time out, feeling the need, the responsibility. And when you feel that in you, that you got to get it out, then the people are going to come because they're going to pick up that, as you were saying earlier, that energy. We're going to pick it up. Yes, sir.
That's
so
what
thank
we
you
want.
Again.
Absolutely. That's where it starts.
We
love
you
too.
For sharing.
Thank you.
It's so important that we share, you know, and I hope I'm not hurting anybody's feelings, you know. And if I've stepped on your toe, Mark Shaheed said something to me. He said, man, if it hurts, you must need the information or I'm saying something you need to hear. Because right now, our children, I just can't say that. Every teacher that's on the line, if you're a teacher, you have to know that when children walk in your classroom, the question is, it's not what's wrong with them. It's what happened to them. Because they're reacting to a consumption that they took in something that maybe didn't sit well. Maybe they had too much sugar this morning. And as a teacher, you're going to have to be able to identify and address that. You're going to have to be able to share that information and get that family member on the telephone and have conferences with those people. If your child is interactive, what they call hyperactive, what's missing?
Yes, hyperactivity.
What's missing?
Right.
So we have to be able to educate ourselves so we can share it with everybody, every neighbor, every child that you see walking up and down the street with their pants hanging off their rump. Like a guy asked me, he said, "What that child is telling you he need help. Don't talk about his pants hanging off his butt. There's something wrong with him. It's mentally something wrong with him to want to do that." Asking for help. So here we are with an opportunity to share with the world. It could be 10 of us on the line or 20 of us on the line, but guess what? Each one of us know 10 people. That's 200.
That's right.
You can expose this information. Look, man, you need to take 2 hours of your life weekly and go back to school. That's what we're doing here. This is a learning lab. And so we want you to get this information, use this information. Knowledge is power only when you know how to apply it.
That's right. That's right. Yes, sir.
So
and like you were saying,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And schizophrenia and bipolar and not have proper information of what to eat and what to put in your body to produce what you, what your brains and everything need to produce so you can think straight. Not
yes,
having
ma'am.
That information, you go on and on.
Yes,
that
ma'am.
Is the key.
Mm-hmm. You know, thank you, Sister. Appreciate. We really appreciate you. You know, if you have something to say,
thank
you. One on your phone, you can come back in a little bit later. But we love what you had to say, and let's just keep listening. We appreciate you.
And Brother Rashid, I'd just like to say a couple of points
go
on
ahead,
that, what you mentioned. This is what our effort is. This is what both of us are trying to do. We're trying to change the mindset of our people by re-educating
right.
them on what
right.
they should have known already. The thing that we're talking about, Brother Rashid, all of us have a body. No one can be here without one. So we've all been gifted with a human body. And we should all be knowledgeable as how to take care of it. Why we do not know? That's the question we have to keep asking ourselves.
Yes. Yes.
Why we don't know the food that we should eat and the ones that we should avoid? Why? Why we don't know that our cells produce neurochemical neurotransmitters and that they produce hormones? It is progesterone
yes,
that controls our behavior. If you can't produce them, then you're going to be acting like an animal.
Well, we see that
if you
all
can't
over our
neurochemicals, you be an animal. Don't be surprised
well,
that you have animals living in your house with you. Because the brain has blockages, and the neurons that they have are now calcified. These neurons don't become calcified just in older people. It is based upon what the person is consuming. Age has absolutely nothing to do with health. If a person is bedridden, it doesn't make any difference whether they're 10 years old or 100 years old. They have both violated the laws of physics. And their cells have stopped dividing for decades.
Yes, sir.
And their cells have an energy deficit. They're unable to produce energy for them to get out of the bed. They're paralyzed because of the lack of energy production. There's energy that our body has to produce. Number one, thermal energy. That's heat. We cannot eat cold food, eat ice cream, eat ice, put ice in beverages. Drink ice water. We cannot do it. It zaps heat from our cells. It slows down blood circulation. Anything that slows down anything in our body, when everything is supposed to be moving fast, will be in violation of the laws of physics. The first one, first Newton law, is about motion and movement. If things under your skin slow down and stop, you will activate a disease. How easy is that to understand? You cannot eat, drink cold water.
Well.
You can't drink, eat ice cream. Can't do these things. I don't care how good they might taste to someone. And they sell them just to make money. There's no good in them.
Yeah.
You can't
you don't
eat
get
nuts
that
and
economics.
Seed.
That's right.
Yes. You cannot eat nuts and seed. They have poison. And they have saturated fat. The cells need unsaturated fat. Now, what are you going to do? You're going to keep eating nuts and seeds because they taste good? The nuts and seeds also have a fungus. You wonder how you got the fungus on your big toe? You ate nuts. And you eat mushroom. Mushroom is nothing but a giant fungus. You get a fungus inside of you, everything becomes spread like a carpet, which is blocking everything. It will slow down everything, and it make your disease more difficult to cure.
All right.
And you eat salad,
all right.
salad that contains food that you don't have the energy to digest. You can't digest raw plants, cellulose. The foundation of a plant is cellulose. That's a starch, and a starch is a network of complex sugars. You can't digest it. You're not a goat. You're not a sheep. You're not a cow. You don't have those enzymes.
All right. Okay, my brother, we got another hand raised here.
Okay.
We're gonna get to this food tonight. And I know people are gonna start calling in the closer we get to the end. So I'm gonna give you an opportunity. So we have 773-488. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from.
My name is Angela Ali. I'm from calling from Chicago, and assalamu alaikum to you all. Thank you. This information is really, really so good. But I have a couple of questions, and I'm not trying to, you know, prolong the time. But you know, for Dr. Shahid, thank you. For Dr. Shahid, the food that you would recommend, I mean, like if you were to give five primary things that people should eat that would be best for our diet, can that be applied blankly to everyone, or would it be more specific, depending on who the person is and their chemical imbalance or balance of their own bodies? Or how would you recommend someone approach eating as you suggest?
Oh, we get ready to get to that one.
Yeah, that's an excellent question. Here's my best answer for that. This is why we enforce scientific eating. And scientific eating is eating the food that have the most nutrients and the least health disruptors. And part of scientific eating is also eating according to the person condition. At the present time, we cannot overlook the person condition. And what I mean by that is if a person is a diabetic and they're going around eating fruits, because their doctor said they need to have some fruits. They need to drink fruit juices. A diabetic cannot eat fruits. Why? Because they cannot digest and break down fructose that's going to turn into glucose. They cannot process glucose. That is their problem. And if glucose is abound in their system and they cannot process it to turn it into hexa, which is the other energy, then it's going to become a toxic in their system, slowing down things, turning into concretions. So they should not eat fruits until they're able to cure their diabetes. So that's eating for the person condition. There's other food they can eat. Their sugar should come from cooked vegetables, monosaccharides. See, our body has the capacity. It do not need disaccharides from outside sources. Our own body could take monosaccharide and convert it into disaccharide and reconvert it again into monosaccharide for the cells to use to produce all kinds of things. And the number one thing to produce would be energy. But if a diabetic, because fences cannot process glucose, would be losing energy. So they have to cure their disease quickly. But people are taking drugs. Because the doctor said, take this, it controls your insulin. But the substance in our body that controls blood glucose level is cortisol. It's not insulin. It regulates glucose, cortisol. But they give you insulin. And when your own body can make insulin and cortisol, we have to remove the congestion from the pancreas. That's where the problem is. The person's pancreas is congested with inflammatory debris. Here's the thing. Every time a human being eat food, that's going to be something left behind, like particle waste, debris, sludge. And no one told us that it's our responsibility to remove these things. There's no mechanism in our body to remove particle waste. That's when things break down into smaller and smaller and smaller particles. We have a mechanism to remove solid waste and liquid waste, but not particle waste. So a person, if he has a chronic disease or a disease period, his food, his diet must take that under consideration, because part of scientific eating is also eating for the person's condition. So they need to speak with a trained symptometrist, a certified symptometry health coach, and so they can get the diet for them. Because if a person have an enzyme deficit, and all sick people have an enzyme deficit, because you cannot be healthy if you have an enzyme deficit. That means you're not producing enough enzyme to digest your food. So if the food is not digested, it leaves residue in our 11th system. And the residue is going to turn into inflammatory debris. Inflammatory debris is going to be sucked up or sopped up or mopped up or absorbed by our various organs and tissue, causing diseases. Oh. This is what happens.
We're going to make sure, seriously, all diseases,
the product that produced it.
We're going to make sure.
Thank you. So you said that someone should speak to a sanitometry consultant. How would we go about doing that?
Well, you're speaking already with a certified sanitometry health coach, and we're going to leave our contact information, and then you talk to that person.
Let's speak further beyond this lecture. I mean, how will we speak further to you?
Yes. We're going to make sure you get all the different. At the end of the show, we're going to call me. Yes.
You're going to get the phone number.
All right, Ed, thanks for sharing.
We appreciate your question. Email address and all of that. Because see, that's basic food. That's approximately 45 food on Centometry Food Guide. That's basic for almost any person because we're all human. But there's some food on that guide, based on the person condition, still they might have to avoid those, some of those foods. This is what scientific eating is all about. So if a person has a chronic disease, it's based on what they are eating 90% of the time. It's the food.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
That was an excellent question. And we're going to give our contact information, and we're going to be sharing more information about the food. So there is a basic approach to eating food. And there's a food guide that has the best consumable on planet Earth for us. And then you have to know how to prepare it.
All right. We're going to get into something
right
about now. Hey, Angela, thank you for calling. Please tune in next week and pick up the phone and call all your relatives and tell them to get online next Tuesday from 6 to 8. And we're also going to provide you with everything you're going to need to get all your questions answered as well. So we'll pass out that information before we get off the air. Thank you for calling in. Could you push one on your phone on your way out? Let's push one on your phone.
Okay. Okay.
We do have one more. I'm going to take another 5 minutes to answer questions. So if you have some questions, please push one on your phone. We have one more hand raised at this particular point in time. I just want to say that the word diet, let's get rid of that word and call it nutrition. Because I don't like that word diet because D-I-E is in there. It says diet. The T is crossed. And we always see crosses at the cemetery.
And they
don't work.
No diet works. None of them, Brother Rashid, ever work.
That's true.
The person gained all the weight that they lost, they gained it all back at some point.
I don't like that word diet. It's got the wrong word letters in it for me. But anyway, we have another. I think we have a return caller here. Please, be quickly with your call, with your statement, please, and we'll get you. We've got some more people who want to ask a question. We looks like we have 706-289. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from, please.
This is Brother Muhammad again. So to keep the balance, you know, just like the brother was saying, the gift that Allah has blessed all of us with, sharing this knowledge. But Allah said, I am the cherisher, and he nurtures us. You know, he tell us then that in the Quran, you know, I have your best food for your intellect, your soul, your et cetera, et cetera. Also, Allah tells us, in order to receive these blessings, it's when you strive to put your will in his will, which we know that's one of the criteria you have to be a Muslim, a person who takes charge of their will and make effort every day to put their will in the will of Allah. Allah says that then you will would reap the reward of having a halal, balanced creation to do this job of keeping the rest of this material, plant world, et cetera, all the cosmos things that we're going to run into in our study of nature and creation, we'll keep them in balance. So, again, we also have to remember that al-Islam, where the criteria is to live and put your will in Allah's will, which isn't allowed, because we'll be only doing what is permitted, like what y'all teaching now. Y'all only teaching people what Allah is saying is permitted for the human being to have in order to stay balanced.
Absolutely.
You know, all right. That's all.
Thank you very much, my brother.
Thank you.
Surely appreciate your call. And stay tuned in and bring your crew with you next time, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. So, Brother Abdul, two more minutes here for anybody who wants to call in. And while they're calling in, let me just make another statement here. There is no form of drug that can be utilized by the body. There's no dietitian so far who came up with a problem. You just mentioned it about the waste effort on trying to release waste from your body. Nothing in any form of medication has any effect on the human body for our optimal health. You know,
mm-mm.
I mean, what else do we need? I mean, you know, let's just get real. Let's just talk just for a quick minute here. And anybody who have something they want to say or call in, let's get real. This is our life. You only get one of these things. You know, you don't know how it works. Let's just accept it. If we can all agree on this one thing, we could be okay. None of us are well. That's all we have to do, just agree that none of us are well. Put your pride and your ego, throw it someplace, put it someplace. If you want to be on this planet for any length of time, you better learn how this body works. We have one more phone call here with the hand raised. I got somebody going here. Let me get my hometown. We have 314-267. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from. 314-267.
My name is Jacinta, and I'm calling from St. Louis, Missouri.
Who am I speaking to? Oh, my
Jacinta.
This is my daughter. I told y'all she was on the line.
Oh.
Go ahead, baby girl. Tell us what you got to say.
Well, am getting over what the doctors called influenza A and B, and I was taking some antibiotics, and I want to flush my system out and get all of the antibiotics out of me. What can I do for that?
Well, that's an excellent question.
And you know she know the answer. Go ahead.
I've done that, Dad. But I want to know as far as eating, just getting regaining my strength. I've had a lot of low energy, and I just want to kind of get back to normal.
Okay. Yes. Well, what I'm going to say is that there are several things that denature our enzyme. Health is all about producing an enzyme surplus because we have to have enzyme to digest our food as well as enzyme left over for repair. We have to repair our body, maintain our body, and we have to help the cells to divide into new cells. We have to help produce them. So if we take something or drug that denature our enzyme, and one of the things that denature enzyme, that means make them worthless after you can produce one, it would be antibiotic. Antibiotic denature enzyme, as well as drugs. What's in drugs? The base of most drugs is this word they call alkyl. Now, what does alkyl mean? And what does it do? That is the base. For example, if you're making soup, you use chicken broth, brown gravy, chicken gravy, because we're not using tomato, because tomatoes are too problematic. So, but you use these base as the base of your soup. And there's always a base that they use for producing drugs, and that base is alkyl, alkylating drugs. And what it does, it removes hydrogen from the cells. Hydrogen. Like I spoke earlier, that everything in the universe was made because of atomic collision, atoms. There's all kinds of atoms, hydrogen atom, oxygen atom, carbon atom, and nitrogen atom. Those are the dominant elements on planet Earth. They are abound everywhere. That's what makes our life livable. Those four dominant life-giving elements. So if something is depleting or removing hydrogen from our cells, that means that we would not have the thermal energy, and our cell would not have water. What can our cell produce without thermal energy and without water? What can it produce?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
And that's why you have an enzyme deficit from taking taking drugs. Not certain drugs, all drugs, because why? Drugs are a mismatch. Why are they a mismatch? Because they do not have nutrients. Our cells need nutrients and water because that's what we're made of. We came from the earth where the nutrients are and where the water is. With 94% water, 6% nutrients. That's what you're going to have left. If you cremate us, take all the water out of us, what you have, a little pile of dust. Those would be the nutrients that's in the bones and things. So we're 94% water, 6% nutrients. Our cells use nutrients. Those are the vitamins, the trace minerals, the amino acids. Those are the things that our cells use as raw material to produce everything. They produce our energy. The mitochondria is our energy house. And we have what's called ATP in all of our cells, that's adenosine triphosphate. That's where the energy is stored. And our muscle cell has more ATP than any other part of our body because the muscle has to move, has to get up and go, do things fast, reflex, moving fast. Muscle has to do that, so they will have more ATP, adenosine triphosphate, that stores energy. But if the mitochondria do not have what they need to produce the energy, then you'll be exhausted all the time. You'll be sluggish all the time. And if you eat food that contains high phosphorus protein, like milk, dairy, eggs, cheese, butter, margarine, then it's going to cause the person to lose more energy because it will be soot and grease and grime in the mitochondria. That's a cellular organelle that produces our energy. So what I'm saying is energy is a very, very important, and we have to always be producing at least the energy that we're using. Otherwise, we're going to use up all that energy, and then we will have problems. We won't be around long. So there are things that we can do. There are things that we can do.
Yeah, we're going to make an appointment to have you talk to her real this week, and that way she can get some more detailed information because she definitely needs to have a long conversation with you about what she's going through. So, baby girl, thank you for calling in. I love you.
Yes,
Steph,
and we'll
get you squared away.
Good.
All right.
All right, Dad. Love you.
Love you, too.
Love you, too.
All right.
Thank you for the question.
That wasn't personal, y'all. That was real. Okay. We do have another line. Hey, 314-305. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Donna from St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, man. The lines are hot with St. Louis, man. The show me state. Come on with it, Donna.
No, that's right.
You know, I'm actually at work, so that's why I like to ask a question, and then I just get off and listen. But okay. I really want your opinion on hormone therapies and how do you feel about people being given hormones to replace those that they either don't have or are not making anymore. And thank you. I'll listen.
Excellent question, sister. There's so much to learn about how our body operates. So much to learn, especially for our sisters. Our sister is the reason why we're here. We went through that birth canal. All of us did. Went through that birth canal. The main thing about hormones is that we must have a full reservoir of HDL. What's a HDL? Good cholesterol. HDL, high density lipid protein. There's that word again, protein. Not LDL. LDL is the so-called bad cholesterol. So if we consume saturated fat, our liver is going to take the saturated fat and produce more LDL. You can't go to the store and get HDL. You can't eat a plant and get HDL. You can't eat an animal and get HDL because it is our liver that produces the HDL. Isn't that something?
Hmm.
And if you don't have enough good HDL, then you will not be able to produce hormones. That would be your main cause of not producing hormones. The person is eating chaotically. There's always an explanation, a scientific explanation. The body just didn't stop producing hormones. It's either because something is blocked. If you eat food that contains mucilage, there's aloe vera, drinking aloe vera juice, eating okra. These are just a few of them. Eating squash, using sea moss that a lot of people are using. It contains mucilage. Mucilage is like a hard, sticky substance that will block the ducts that come from the glands. It is the glands that are producing the hormones. So if the ducts are blocked, you're not going to receive any hormones.
Wow.
The ducts are sealed all by mucilage. So you have to ironize away the mucilage so the duct can be open again and avoid eating food high in mucilage. How smart is that? It's not about being smart. It's about having scientific, verifiable information. Our body produces everything we need. We have to remove the concretion that's blocking them from being able to do it. And eat scientifically the food that they need as raw material. All food is not the same. All water is not the same. We have to eat, we have to drink electrolyte-enriched water that has electrolytes in it, not just 8.5 pH water, 9.5 pH water, 10.5 pH water. Every time you go to look at water now, you got all these outrageous pH amounts that they are selling you. It's all bogus. And it's expensive. It's bogus. Don't buy it. It compromises your health. The quality of good drinking water is that there's free of impurities, and the pH should be 7.2 to 7.5, and it should have electrolytes in it, at least four of them. 8 electrolytes. You hear that word electrolyte? That means electricity. Already spoke about thermal energy. Now we need to have also electrical energy. We need mitochondrial energy. You heard me mention the mitochondria tonight. So we have all of the different energy must be produced in order for our cells to produce what they need to take care of us. They're like many factories, but they need the energy. Thermal energy, electrical energy, nuclear energy, mitochondrial energy, as well as energy from the subatomic particle to remove the concretion. That's what scintometry will provide to open up the cell again, to remove the poison and the toxin that's blocking things from the cell. The membrane of the cell are calcified because we eat certain food. No wonder they're not producing hormones. They're sealed off. The ducts of the glands are sealed with mucilage. And we have bad cholesterol. If a woman do not have good cholesterol, she will have problem with her menstruation. That's the number one reason. But your doctor will never tell you because he doesn't know. He's ignorant of the fact that your good cholesterol will impact, or the lack of good cholesterol will impact your menstruation. And then because the women menstruate, then that going to cause mental issue because of the congestion that it will produce throughout the 11th system. Then the 11th system need to be decongested. Goes back to the behavior, the emotional makeup of the person. The mental makeup of the person. And then nobody has peace in the house because the woman is going through her period. No peace, and nobody can tell her what's going on, and nobody can help her. Because if the hormone is out of balance, that means her behavior is also out of balance. Everything is about balance. That's what health is all about, balance and homeostasis, putting things back into order. And symptomatologists are expert, has the expertise to reverse the condition. All of them. No disease is a mystery. All diseases can be cured. It's up to the person who has it by making the right decision. Drugs do not cure disease. Food do not cure disease. And herbs do not cure diseases. They can prevent disease. Food can prevent disease. That's why we have to eat scientifically, because most diseases are preventable if we know what to do. If we make up our mind and make the right decision not to eat certain foods and drink certain water, drink certain beverages. It's a lot easier to prevent a disease rather than try to cure one. And smarter, too. You can take your time and do something else with it. And once you cure a disease that's in your family, that's in your gene pool, that disease is taken out of the gene pool in your lineage. It doesn't get passed on. You have corrected the problem, so it never gets passed on again. You take it out of the gene pool. This is what we're able to do, become disease-free and pass on disease-free gene to the coming generation. That is a mission, and this is a mission that we're on at Syntopic.
Yes, sir. All right, brother. Amen, amen, amen. We have another call in the queue. We have 219-484. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Yes, assalamu alaikum, Dr. Jamal Rashid from Gary, Indiana.
Well, I got salam, my brother.
Yes, quickly, since you went to the sisters, question, let's flip it and go to the mail, if you can. If you can speak on, alkaline water, first of all, if you can speak towards that when you mentioned the 9.5 and et cetera, the alkaline water machines or whatever, can speak to that. And then, you know, it's noted that the testosterone, male hormones begin to decline, and it becomes a difficulty for the males. Can you speak towards those two issues?
Yes, sir. Those are excellent questions.
Yes, they are.
Excellent questions.
Yes, sir.
Now, when it comes to alkalized water, here's what we need to know. Our body is not supposed to be alkalized, first of all. It's bogus. Alkaline water is bogus. So what do you mean, Brother Shahid, is bogus? Our body need to be alkalized. Some part of our body is alkalized. Our blood, 7.2, 7.4, that's the pH of our blood. And our colon, 7.5, 8.5. That's alkaline. But most of the other part of our body is acidic. DNA, deoxyribonucleic acid. RNA, ribonucleic acid. Most of our body is acidic. Mouth, 6.5 pH. Our skin, 5.5 pH. Many of our organs. But, of course, the male prostate is alkaline. But we're eating many of the foods to make it acidic. That's one of the reasons why we have prostate issues. We're eating the wrong food. We're eating onion. We're eating garlic. Very acidic. And they also, both of those have a plant alkaloid. An alkaloid is a plant substance that will not be altered by heat. It is heat resistant. And that alkaloid is called thiosulfite. If it gets in the prostate, it's going to become a nutrient blocker. It's going to block things from going into the cells of the prostate, and the cell will become congested. The prostate itself will become congested, and it will be sealed off. The membrane of the cells of the prostate will be sealed off. Nothing get in, nothing get out. If you consume saturated fat that most of us did because we didn't know better, we ate those saturated fatty food at the fast food places. And some of us knew better. We still did it because that's the way the mind is. The mind can know better, but it can choose whatever it wants to do and do it. Even it knows better, but, okay, I'm going to do this today. I'm going to reward myself with some French fries.
I'm going to speak on behalf of the men who are afraid to say this. Some of our ED problems, could you please address that just real briefly, because we want to go into another phase. Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yeah, that's one of the problems that the brother asked about testosterone. Testosterone would not be a problem, and ED is related to testosterone. That's one of the main hormones for life, testosterone, estrogen, and progesterone. Those are the steroid hormone for life, for procreation. And for a man to produce healthy, robust muscles and have that attitude as a man, he needs testosterone. But here's the connection. If you eat food that contains saturated fat, it will prevent you from producing, the liver itself, from producing HDL. Men have problem with testosterone, or low T, that's what they call it.
Low T.
It's off of bad cholesterol. The reservoir of HDL is low. It's not in balance. Must be kept in balance. Must be kept full. HDL. And they eat food sources that contain mucilage. There again,
if
those ducts are clogged or blocked, then you won't have the testosterone. You won't be released.
Okay, women.
You
have
hope
women are listening. I hope the women are listening for their husband.
And that attitude can change the personality of the person. Women need estrogen, and they also need testosterone. The reason why men and women have a problem with walking, they have to have support, problem being in wheelchairs, wheelchair-bound, bedridden, because they're not producing enough testosterone to fuel their muscle tissue. The muscle is atrophying, atrophy. The muscle tissue is collapsing because they need testosterone too. What is the main source of the female body that produces testosterone? It is the skin.
Wow.
Believe it or not. And what are we putting on our skin? We're changing the pH of our skin, putting all kind of cream and lotion and all kind of other stuff on our skin. You know how women are. They got to be pretty, looking nice, smelling good. And these things are compromising the pores of our skin and changing the pH of the skin. And then, okay, you can't produce testosterone. That means your muscle under your neck will not be firm. It'll be flabby. You have that, what they call that, turkey neck.
Right.
Because the muscle is flaccid. It's not firm. You won't have the strength that you need to get up out of a chair, to get out of the bed. You become weaker and weaker because we need testosterone. That's why men's muscles are larger than women. It is the testosterone. We produce a lot more testosterone than women, but the women still got to have the testosterone as well as estrogen and androgen and all the other things, and they all must be kept in proper balance in order for us to behave like humans.
Okay. Dr. Jabal, did you
and
get
that's
your
the same
question
thing
answered?
With the men, so that's
yes,
it,
sir.
Brother.
Okay.
Rashid.
Dr. Jamal, were you okay with the answer, or do you have another question?
Oh, definitely. You know, I'm just listening and taking notes. You know, I'm not going to waste your time
Avoid the food sources of mucilage, aloe vera juice, even though they said aloe vera is good. It has too much mucilage. And they say that sea moss, Irish moss, those things are good, but it has mucilage. And they say okra is good, but it has mucilage. And that squash, it has mucilage. And there are other food. Asparagus, those people who eat asparagus, it has mucilage. If you have ED, don't be surprised.
Okay.
You can come to cytometry and have all of those things ionized and hydrolyzed so that you will begin to produce the hormone you need to produce and keep it and keep them in balance after you change your diet, which is scientific eating.
Okay. All right. For those of you who called in and had your hand raised, please press one on your phone so I can make sure that I have the right people on the line. If you have another question, just push one to get off and push one to get back on. Anybody who may have a question at this particular time, we're down to the last few minutes here. We got about 8 minutes to go. But what I do want to say, I've already came up with the name of next week's show, How to Eat to Live. And this is specifically, and I really want to focus in next week on women. Homeostasis in women, because they basically are the ones who manage our household for us, provide food for us most of the time, and usually most of the time provide the proper nutrition. So we're going to focus in on women next week. So ladies who are on the telephone, call your friends. I think you heard some things tonight about cosmetics. If you don't know about cosmetics, if you don't know about lotions, if you don't know about tattoos, if you want to know about all those things that our women go through, come on the show next week. We're going to devote the whole show to women. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Food for life. Women are food for life because the information that they have is life for us. So it's about women and the food that's necessary to take care of their families, take care of their children. So those types of things that I heard tonight, Doctor, I mean, this is amazing. It's just truly amazing, the things that we don't know that we should know. And, you know, we can't get mad at ourselves because we didn't know. But after you listen to these programs on Tuesdays from 6 to 8, you can't say you don't know. You can't do anything if you don't know anything. You can't be something that you can't see. So we're providing you with some tools, some significant emotional tools that you're going to need to sustain your life. So any more questions? I think I have one hand here. I don't know whether this is a reoccurring call or not. I think it's Sister Laprika. We're going to open up your mic. If your hand is raised again, please feel free and state your name and tell us where you're calling from. 810-610? Is that from the previous call? Looks like it is. Okay. I have one question that was... Go ahead.
This is Hadi once again, and I'll be very brief. I wanted to say, Dr. Shahid, you had mentioned the last I heard you speaking on this, less better for the ingestion for the human body. Less is better.
Less is more.
To the building of the enzymes that will be able to fight off a lot of this, like you say, why you might even be ingesting. You're learning how to build up enzymes. You know, to kind of protect you until you're thrown into it.
Exactly. Enzyme. And there's a process to produce enzyme in the human body. And you start with the amino acid, which is the main portion. That's the protein portion. And we have cofactor, coenzyme, which most of them are B vitamins. So it's all in the food that we're eating. That's why we eat scientifically. That's what scientific eating is, to produce an enzyme surplus every single day. Don't go to bed without an enzyme surplus. That's what it takes for your body to be repaired and maintained as you sleep.
Yes, sir. Okay.
All right, thank you, Mrs. Breeza. We're going to talk more about that also next week related to optimum women's health. We're going to talk about the female health. Dr. Nord has written a book. It is called The Path to Optimum Women's Health, How to Prevent and Overcome Every Issue in Female Health. Isn't that amazing?
Absolutely.
I'm looking at it right
absolutely.
Now.
See, isn't that so, it's so beautiful that you said that, the fact that we're going to devote all next week to women on the show. But let me apologize for those of you who had you emailed me about the links for previous shows. I have the last 3 weeks shows on my computer. And those of you who want to make sure you get some of those previous shows, I had some requests, and I've been late with getting them out to you. Please contact me at 650-669-0458. That's 650-669-0458. I'll send you those three particular links. But one thing I do want you to talk about, we got like 4 minutes to go. This, you can spend about 2 minutes talking about something that blew me away, colon and the minerals that your colon produces. If you can just share with us real quickly, I can't help it. I mean, this is mind-boggling because we have all these colon problems and colonoscopies and all the things that we do, not understanding the power of the colon. And how, and it shouldn't be compromised in any shape, form, or way. Nobody should be reaching up in you trying to tell you you need to be cleaned out. So if you can just share with the whole audience, about to take 2 minutes to do that, and we're going to try to close down and take any other questions we may have. Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir. Yeah, the colon is very important. Two things that we must focus on to have a healthy colon. Number one, oxygen and carbon dioxide must always be in balance. If it's not in balance, then the free radical will ravage your colon. Number two, the pH of the colon must always remain alkaline, 7.5, 8.5. The colon is one of the parts of our body that is alkaline. Now, if you drink soda, coffee, and tea, those things are acidic. It has the ability to change the pH of your colon. In the colon, there exists 32 strands of bacteria, good bacteria. They are there to produce the vitamins and the minerals that we need. And this is how they do it. If a person have a bowel movement every time they have a meal, then they have a problem because we're not supposed to have a bowel movement every time we eat, because those 32 strands of bacteria need time, what is called transit time, between the time that we have one bowel movement until we have another bowel movement, should be about 8 to 10 hours. That's called transit time to give them those 32 strands of bacteria time to produce the vitamins and the minerals that the cells need. You don't have to run to the health food store every time the body is sick. Most of those things are bogus, and they're not combined properly with valence in mind. Valence is the way we combine atoms and to produce molecules. Certain nutrients have to be combined with certain other nutrients. For example, if you're taking calcium, which is an electrolyte, you have to have the pair that goes with calcium because calcium is an electrolyte. What's the pair that goes with calcium, which is another electrolyte? Well, most
magnesium?
People don't know. It is magnesium.
Absolutely.
Okay. So if you use calcium, that means you have to have a certain amount of magnesium combined with it. Otherwise, you will do more damage than good. Allah already said in the Quran to us that he created everything in pairs. So when it comes to electrolyte, there's 8 of them, and they have to be properly paired. Our DNA has amino acids. They have to be properly paired in order for the DNA not to be fragmented when it unwinds to receive the blueprint from the genes. The blueprints are the instructions that the DNA will pass on to the messenger RNA.
Okay, my good brother,
that's
you guys get. Okay, you got 15 seconds to tell us how to reach you, what you need to know, and tell us about the book of The Downside of Nutrition too. We can talk about that later, but go ahead and give your website information,
yeah, we'll
how to
give
reach
our
you,
contact
and so forth.
Information. Yes, we'd like to give our contact information. I'd like to also say right away quickly that we have really thoroughly enjoyed ourselves tonight, Brother Rashid.
Yes,
I think we shared
a lot
of good information. And health starts in the mind first. It's health and disease starts in the mind first. It starts in the unseen part of the person. Your health starts there, and also the disease starts in the same place. So
So secure your mind. All right, we'd like to pass out, give our contact information. You may reach us through our cell at 678-572-7269. Again, 678-572-7269. Also, you may send me an email, and we'll respond to it as well, at ashaheed2@gmail.com. ashaheed2@gmail.com. And we spell Shaheed, S-H-A-H-E-E-D. And there's a website we'd like for you to visit. This website is the American School of Symptometry, a school that teaches people about health, the scientific information that we all need to know about how to achieve health and how to achieve optimal health. That's after we have cured all of our diseases to become disease-free. Here's the website, amsos.org, amsos.org. Go there, click on articles, and you probably will find your condition, and you'll find more information related to the root cause of your condition. Sometimes you go to the root, not treat symptoms, goes to the root, the product that produced the disease or the illness. That's what symptometry is all about, root cause therapeutic science.
Yes,
and,
yes, sir.
There's a program that we have every Wednesday on AM 360 from 12 noon to 1 p.m. That program is called Optima Health, and you can get more information. That is tomorrow by dialing in 515-605-9891. Again, by dialing in to 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. And you also can access that on the internet at am360.org. Thank you.
Okay.
It has been an honor to share information on the science of helping you. Thank you.
It's been a blessing. You know, and we do have some grace time. I want everybody to know that. So for those of you who raised your hand at the last minute, we have some time for you to get those questions answered. So what I want to do is clear off the queue real quick, because there's some people who are still on here with their hands raised who spoke.
Mm-hmm.
So they may have some closing statements that they want to make, and I'm going to give them a chance to do that. We're going to open up the mic for 773-488. Any other questions before we go? 773-488. Okay. Let me go to another phone call here. 314-305. Your mic is still open. Anything you want to say before we go? Okay. All righty. And we have one more here. 810-610. Anything you'd like to say before we get off the air here?
Assalamu alaikum. And like I said, I do. I get all excited and jumping up and down and information. I'm being able to relate to it, you know, because Dr. Shaheed was very nice and kind to give me some information just for coming in introductory to, you know, get to know about symptometry. And I try to incorporate the information that he's got in there for me to begin to use, you know, as I get on this path of getting it right in terms of my health. Yeah, so I do appreciate you.
You're most welcome.
We just thank you for calling in. Please continue calling in. We have some California calls on the line today. They haven't spoken up or said a word. I'm going to open up one mic here. I think I know who this is. 213-453. Take your name and tell us where you're calling from.
I don't know how to do the thing.
Well, you own. 213. You
know
what to do? Start talking. Your mic is open. Did I catch you by surprise? 213-453. The mic is open. All right. We'll shut you down. Then we got one more call here. I'm going to open up this mic. 510-393. Please state your name and tell us where you call it from. That's California. You're on the line, 510-393. Nothing? All right. I think I put him against the back against the wall. They didn't want to respond. But okay. All right. With that, Brother Shaheed, I just want to thank you, brother, once again for another opportunity. And those who would like to get more information, he gave out his information, and I always leave my phone number open for Texas for people who want to get some information. Don't forget those who want to get links from previous shows that we have. I have 3 weeks that we downloaded, and so if you need anything else that struck your fancy at the time, if you know the dates, I can pull those down for you, send you those particular links. So feel free to contact me. Once again, it's 650-669-0458. That's 650-669-0458. And thank you, my good brother. We thank God for having this commitment to come and share with us, and we look forward to blowing this off the wall. I expect next week, all the ladies that we're going to devote this show to, and I just know for a fact we're going to have 80, 90, 100 folks on the line next week.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good information. If they want to be present to learn about their administration, what happened, and all this kind
of stuff, they need to be on it. Amen. They say be a champion for women. When women lead, families succeed. So we expect you guys to get on and share with us and be able to open your hand. Okay, we got a hand raised here. We got some free time. All right, 213-453. State your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Sedalia, you're calling from L.A.
Okay, there he is, Los Angeles. Talk to us, brother.
Welcome. Well, I'm going to be sure and tune in and have my wife and daughters tune in next week because, that's very important about the menstruals and also about the diabetes.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
And hypertension.
Mm-hmm. And hypertension, exactly.
All of those things that impact, mm-hmm. and Alzheimer's, all of those things impact our sisters and our mothers.
That's true. So I learned a lot tonight, and I'll be tuning in. This is my second week tuning in, so I'll tune in again next week.
Excellent. Excellent. We certainly appreciate you tuning in.
Yes, sir.
That's at 4 o'clock. That's at 4 o'clock starting time, and we appreciate you taking the time out and sharing with us, my good brother. We look forward to talking with you soon, okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. All righty. I think we covered the spectrum here, my good brother. You know, it was a wonderful show, I'm always excited on Tuesday, man. I'm beside myself on Tuesday, man. I can't give up. I don't want to do nothing. When is 6 o'clock going to roll around? You know, I just get so excited about education and information, brother. So we're really going to get into it.
That makes two of us. I think we're more excited than the callers.
I think so, my good friend. You know, so we're going to have our public service announcements. My good brother, I think he's under the weather, but I'm going to make him talk to us tonight. You know who he is. Mark from St. Louis, Missouri. Your mic is open, my good brother. Please give us a breakdown on IWDM. We thank everyone for tuning in to IWDM Radio, the science of healthy you. We're just excited about these opportunities, and we look forward to talking with you next week. And we have Mark, you want to close us out on upcoming shows on IWDM? Mark Shaheed. He's not there tonight. Unbelievable. All right. So we're going to tell you and share with you on Wednesday nights here on IWDM Radio, we have Mark Shaheed's show on the Parenting Reconstruction Learning Lab. And we also have that program every Wednesday at 6 p.m. And we have the round table at 7 o'clock. So the first part of the show is from 6 to 7, and we have a wonderful guest, one of our young ladies who's going to be on the phone on the Muslim Roundtable that is going to talk about some of the great things that she's done from high school and the scholarship opportunities that she's come about on academics and in sports. So she's going to be on his show at 7 o'clock tomorrow. So tune in tomorrow. Parent Reconstruction Learning Lab. We need to know more about parenting and what it takes for us to get back on our good foot again, because we do have some problems with families in our community. On Thursdays, we have the show that Mark also does starting at 6 o'clock on marriage and relationships. So for those of you who want to know about more about marriage, want to know about relationships and what we need to do to have better relationships in our families, Mark has a show that he has on Thursdays at 6 o'clock from 6 to 8. On Fridays, as we close out the week, we have Jumu'ah prayer services that take place. And Mikhail Shahir, who gives that Jumu'ah prayer service for those of you who don't go to the center, the masjids, and we have online presentation on the Jumu'ah prayer service for Muslims. Sunday, Words Make People by Imam Shahir as well. He comes on at, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, is 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And he comes on and talks about Word Makes People. We have beautiful guests who comes on and gives us information that's so definitely needed in our communities, not just for Muslims, but for anyone who wants to get a better understanding on how to be. So with that, you know we're back next Tuesday. We look forward to hearing from you. Abdul Shaheed, my brother, any closing remarks you want to make before we go?
Oh, yes, sir. I certainly do like to make a couple of remarks. And I just simply like to say that hopefully we're saying enough for people to have a change of mindset. We want people to change their mind, because that's where health and disease starts. And,
yes,
and continue to have an open mind. And we can learn all about sugar. We're made from sugar, ribose, that is the DNA. And we need the glucose and all these things. But here's the thing. Our body will make these things. We just got to give it the raw materials. The process of reconverting glucose and fructose to cellular glucose to produce energy allow mitochondrial energy to become the source of digested energy, exercise energy, ambulatory energy for walking, respiratory energy for breathing, mental energy for thinking, analyzing, thought processing, explosive energy for vomiting, for defecating, for passing gas, and for urinating, relaxed energy for driving, to react quickly to potential bad situations, relaxed energy to scratch, to clear the throat, to cough, to sneeze, to run from danger, etc. Also, mitochondrial energy is the source of our blinking energy, focus energy, concentration and attention energy, enzymatic energy, and on and on and on. It's all about energy, Brother Rashid. And
okay.
When we can't produce it, all kinds of things happen.
Okay.
That's what
all
we want
right.
to leave with the listening audience. Energy
okay.
is the key.
All right.
Thank you.
With that, once again, we want to thank our participating audience for participating in the Science of Health in You. We look forward to hearing from you again. You have all the numbers that you need. Some of the books that we want to talk about, we're going to share a little bit more about some of the books, but on the website you can find some of those things. But the downside of nutrition is one that I'm still reading. I read it once, I'm going to read it again. It's just so much
yes,
positive
indeed.
Information that we have, and we just need to know those things. But the book on the women, I'm really excited about that one. I didn't know about that one that Dr.
Yes,
Norton wrote.
Yes. I'm not sure
so,
if it's still in print or not. We have to check.
Oh, wait, will you please check me? And I'll let everybody know about that particular booklet, especially the ladies who are
yeah.
all excited. And they're still on the line, just hanging out, just waiting to do what they need
wow.
to do.
Excellent.
So we thank you
Excellent.
Again. So with that, that's it, folks. That's it. So we want to close out and thank you once again for attending IWDM, The Science of Healthy You. Good night.
Thank you. Peace.